You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's racing on this edition of the podcast, and plenty to go at on Wednesday. We've got six meetings in total. We've got racing in the afternoon from Salisbury. It's day one of their big two-day meeting of the year. They start at 1:50, got a listed race that highlights the card there. We're also racing in the afternoon at Beverley. And completing the afternoon's action, jumping returns to the UK at Newton Abbott. And in the evening, we've got Kempton and Worcester domestically with an Irish card over at Gowran Park. That features the listed race as well. All six meetings in full on Racing Radio from 1:40 in the company of Darren Owen, Gary Caprell and Chris Pimlott. Joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition, though, hopefully going to find us a winner or two on the Salisbury card, is John Babb. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, good. How's the form?
Well, In and out, yeah. But I think that goes a little bit with the ground at the moment. One minute it's fast, then it's soft, and it's been a funny few weeks, to be honest.
It's been a changeable summer weather-wise, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Struggled for any consistency at all.
Yeah. Now, again, we've got similar this week, today, haven't we, when we're looking across the cards as we speak, you know, some soft ground, and it's just a little bit all over the shop, really.
Yeah.
It's a little bit early for this, but I'm actually starting to look forward to the all-weather season.
Really?
And it's only August.
Blimey.
But I think that is a result of the weather a little bit.
Yeah, because at least you usually guaranteed a bit of consistency as regard the track conditions.
Yeah.
Although a little bit of rain might be handy for one or two of the all-weather tracks, because
it's
been riding standards to slow at the likes of Kempton for ages now.
It has, and it's been pretty dry at Wolverhampton as well at their meetings. Chelmsford the same. Their track seems to look a bit worn out at times to me.
Mm.
But overall, yeah, I am looking forward to it. We'll be seeing a lot more meetings, I guess, in September and October, and certainly from November onwards, obviously.
Yeah, indeed, as we head to the winter, the all-weather season really ramping up. In terms of your own runners, John, I thought you were a little bit unlucky last week with Butterfield at Brighton. I know it was only a seller, touched off in the end.
Yeah, it's been a very frustrating horse. I didn't think he was as slow as he was when I bought him, to be fair. I thought he'd make up into a nice mile and a half handicapper, and he's been disappointing, I have to say. He's got no gear change at all. He's very honest. He keeps galloping. He's sound. I mean, he's run at Bath two or three times on firm ground, and he pulls out sound every morning after that, and he's great, to be honest. And I think he'll make somebody a nice jumper. He goes to Ascot Sales next week, so he'll be leaving us. That was his last run for us. It would have been nice to have ended on a winning note with him, and at least sort of got... I like to try and get a win out of every horse if possible, but I'm afraid I'm going to put the white flag up with this one. Butterfield, I'm afraid he's done.
Yes, you've admitted defeat then.
Yeah, I have, yeah. So we are having a little bit of a clear out, to be honest. We've got Magwadiri's going to the sales as well, so that all our existing runners will be then gone. We've got a two-year-old debutant who hopefully will make his debut in the next few weeks, Dr. Nuno.
Great name, that absolutely. One, by the way.
Sort of two or three new purchases that will be, you know, around for the winter season ahead.
So, okay. Oh, yeah. Good to see the stocks being replenished.
So hopefully we should have, you know, a four-pronged attack. We're going to have four up front.
Yeah. Good. Well, best of luck with that. We'll turn our attention on to some of the racing on Wednesday now. Got plenty to go out on Wednesday. We're going to take a look at a couple of races, though, at Salisbury. As I say, it's day one of their sort of feature meeting of the year. We're going to look at the two divisions of the Apprentice Handicap, which closed the card. Both of these over six furlongs. Division 1 coming up at 4:50. Got a field of 10 at the time of recording that contest this one. What's been the standout here, John?
I didn't get that much chance to look at that many races. Like, there was a couple of jumps cards tomorrow, and I looked at across the rest, and I thought I'll mark off a few races. And the list was quite small, but I did quite like the look of both these divisions, which they often attract me, amateur and apprentice races. I often have a good look at them because I do think there's some good angles in
them.
hands and heels here, 6 foot, 7 furlongs, a stiffish track. I generally like to see something that's going to come from behind here, especially when we've got the likes of Arctic Flower, possibly King Lamy, John Betjeman. There's likely to be a reasonable pace on, and horses that might not necessarily get the trip, certainly King Lamy will probably struggle over 7 here. Grey Galleon's another one, probably might be stretching it out 7 over at Salisbury. But the horse I quite like is Heir of York. He's got some reasonable form at Salisbury in the book. He did win here when he came from out the clouds to come and pinch a race earlier in the season. And as I say, he's got 3 runs here with 1 course win and a third and a fourth, I think it is here. He ran quite well, I thought, in a race that wouldn't have really played out to suit him over 7.5 at Foss last behind Lucky Louie last week. And he's down to a very competitive mark again, 63. One off 61 earlier in the season when he beat the Groove here at Salisbury. And he is competitive off that. I just think with a strong pace, because he'll be outpaced early. And Sean Curran has ridden well this season. He's had a couple of winners in the last couple of weeks. Probably quite experienced as well relative to a lot of the jockeys in this field. When you look down, you've got like a Michael Pitt, who don't know, may well be having his first ride here. And you know, the likes of Amelia Glass and Gavin Ashton, they're quite inexperienced relative to Sean. Mm. So you've got an experienced rider who shouldn't get sucked into an early pace. And I think the horse will be doing all his best work in the last furlong and a half here. And I'll be very disappointed if he's not in the frame. And hopefully he'll be an each-way price for us.
Heir of York, the choice then in that 450. Do you find it in these kinds of races, John, that jockey bookings, do you think they have an impact on the market? I know a lot of people look at these races, they'll just focus purely on the most experienced jockeys in the lineup. You know, we see with amateur races, Simon Walker, Serena Brotherton, their mounts are often well bet.
Yeah, I think there's an element to that, particularly if you're looking at jockeys who are riding for outside yards who've been sourced, because you will see some of these jockeys who are riding perhaps for their own yard, and they're getting their first ever ride and things like that. So there's not much choice or thought gone into it, whereas actually you can see that the other jockeys have been sourced. And that'll be the case, I think, with my second selection in the 525 Division 2 of this Apprentice Handicap, when the horse I like here is number 3, Punjab Mail. Now, Angus Villiers rides for Richard Hughes, but he's already been used once or twice by Ian Williams, and he looks a very competent rider. Mm. I have to say, until a couple of months ago, I think I hadn't heard of him. I'm not sure. I think he only had his first ride this season, but he looks very, very capable.
Got a couple of rides at Glorious Goodwood which shows the kind of stature he's held in already.
Yeah, I quite rate this lad. And Punjab Mail, obviously, was purchased. Last October by this yard, and it was an ex-Judmont Khalid Abdullah horse, was with Charlie Hills, hasn't really yet got going for Ian Williams, but his mark has dropped during the season, down from 77 to 72, and he's been finding his form. I didn't think that was a bad run in a better race at York recently, back in July, when he finished behind Triple Distilled, and just looked as though he was a horse that was just on. Ian Williams was just on to get the handle off. And Ian himself had a poor start to the year by his standards, certainly a poor start to the flat season. But the winners are starting to flow from the Warwickshire base now. And for me, this looks a perfect opportunity for Punjab Mail. And it's interesting the fact that he's got him in an apprentice race as well. I'd be very surprised if Ian hasn't got a race lined up for him next week as well somewhere, perhaps then the back end of the week where entries aren't out yet. I haven't checked the programme, but I'll be very surprised if there isn't a race there for Punjab Mail to follow up next week.
Yes, because there'll be no penalty.
No, exactly. Yeah. And probably Angus Villiers will probably be on board again next week as well. So he rates the selection there. I mean, there's some very moderate performers in this race. And also, you know, one or two, again, riders who are probably, I would say less experienced, because he isn't that experienced in terms of number of rides, but he looks very polished compared to one or two that are riding in this race. And so I thought that's probably a nice way to go there. Maybe even an each-way double, Heir of York and Punjab Mail in the 2 closing events at Salisbury tomorrow.
Yeah, it came across very well as on ITV. I had a little interview with Luke Harvey as well, Angus Villiers, during Goodwood.
And okay, didn't see that.
He seemed to speak well, for all you can judge a person on a minute's interview. But he certainly came across well there. So a couple of selections to round off the card at Salisbury then for John Eyre of York in the 450 and Punjab Mail in the 525 might make up to hopefully a reasonably good each-way double. You can join us on Racing Radio from 1:40 for all the action on Wednesday. We've got action at Salisbury in the afternoon, as we mentioned there, alongside Beverly and Newton Abbott. Evening racing from Kempton, Worcester and from Gowran Park. You can join the Wizard, who will be alongside Gary Capewell and Chris Pimlott for all the day's racing. John, thank you very much for that. Pleasure as always. Best of luck with your new recruits coming up in the winter. And hopefully we'll see the Shropshire Wolves colours back in the winner's enclosure sooner rather than later.
Very much hope so.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.